Crypto. Home. Take me home.
Just another movie night.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the show. We are Just Another Movie Night, and I am Scott, and with me is my Supergirl, Joe.
Aww. Oh, you're my Hawkman.
Today is Today is before and after reviews, where we go see a brand new movie in the theater and give our thoughts before and after, spoiler free, unless we tell you otherwise.
This is going to be a spoiler free one. I could just feel it.
Okay. All right. Hope so. Today we are going to see James Gunn's newest take on Superman. I don't know if anybody knows this, but if you listen to the show, you might know that I like comic books a little too much. Did you know that?
I just learned it.
You did just learn it just now? That's what happened?
That's what happened.
All right. Well, you know, that's the truth. I do.
We've been looking forward to this.
Oh, man. So here's the problem, right? A little too much. I had a couple movies this year that I was super stoked for. You know, like I said, I usually don't get my hopes up. And I usually tell everybody I'm cautiously optimistic on everything. And I usually am. But two movies this year, I was like, you know what? I'm so psyched to see these two movies. I'm really looking forward to them. And one was 28 years later. And wasn't very happy when I saw that movie. And the second movie was this movie. So after seeing 28 years later, I realized, yeah, I got to stop having my hopes up.
No. Don't let that movie ruin it for you.
It's
come
not just
on.
That movie. It's just the idea of getting your hopes up for any movie these days. Like, I just assume, I think I need to assume the worst on everything.
Okay, well, not this time, buddy boy. Okay?
Don't say that. Look, here's
You literally got all teary when you saw the trailer.
You want to break that down? First trailer, and this is the same problem with 28 years later, and with something that we both know and we both agree that is a thing. That trailers don't mean anything.
That's true. They don't.
If you see a really, really good trailer, get ready for disappointment. And 28 years later had one of the best trailers I had seen in a long time. But the Superman trailer, the first teaser, they called it, although it was enough to be the only trailer I ever needed to see, it did something to my emotions.
Mm-hmm.
We did videotape me watching it, which the whole world videotaped themselves watching it for the first time and giving their reactions. And I would have been one of those guys tearing up. Mostly because I think we're in a day and age, per se, where you're flooded with negativity online. And you're just kind of like, everything is either a depressing thing or just something that you can't believe is happening in the world. And now that social media becomes more and more, you know, taking over, it's like you can't escape it. And so I also noticed that on the landscape of the conversation is that anti-heroes have become way too popular. You know, we have shows like Invincible and The Boys and The Punisher, and, you know, there's stuff like that where everybody seems to only like characters who are just killing everybody. And I'm kind of gotten to the point where I was like, remember when heroes used to be good guys who would save people?
Mm-hmm.
And I haven't felt that way in a very long time toward the thing I love. But when I saw that Superman trailer, the whole trailer was about people chanting about, like, a little kid holding up a flag to Superman. Like, just hope of someone coming to save them. And then, you know, you have this brightness and the way that the guitar riff and everything that happens in that first trailer, I was like, you know what? This is going to be the thing that I've needed for a very long time, a hero.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that being said, I saw the second trailer. And things started getting a little iffy to me. The main trailer that came out has a lot of Superman being a little intense, a little emotional. And I was hoping for just like the Boy Scout.
I mean,
so I'm I'm nervous. You know, now.
I get it, but like Superman is still, he has emotions.
Oh, absolutely. You know? No, I mean, yeah, but beyond that, I'm talking about like hearing him yell at Lois in frustration seems a little odd to me. It just seemed a little out of place. And then we have to talk about the other thing in the room, which is James Gunn.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I have a James Gunn thought, and it might be a huge hot take, but my hot take is that I feel like when James Gunn came into the Marvel Universe and did the Guardians were very, very successful and popular. But I feel like he changed the landscape. He changed the landscape completely of the Marvel films going forward, where they felt like everybody needed to be funny as hell. And I don't know if it's true. I haven't looked at it and seen what movies came after and right before it, but that's when they started like hiring Taika Waititi and all these people started coming on board and making some of their characters completely like wacky.
Mm-hmm.
And then music, lots of music. And James Gunn loves his music. He loves his animals. And he has a certain humor. It doesn't work for every character.
Okay, so you're afraid that he might do the same here.
Well, we already seen two properties from him in this universe now that he has co-taken over the DC movie universe or DC entertainment outside of comic books. Him and Peter Safran, I believe, have taken it over together. And I've already seen two of his projects, and two of his projects are exactly that. We got a character with a bird, and he's funny, and he likes music. And then we get Creature Commandos. Mm-hmm. We got a weasel, right? And then we have intense music sequences.
Okay.
So I have afraid, because when I saw this trailer and I see crypto is extremely important to it, I got a little worried that we're just going to do the James Gunn stuff. And I like James Gunn. I like his humor. I like animals. But we're getting to a point now where we're going, like, you know what was successful? Let's keep doing it.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't work forever. Do you get what I'm saying here?
Yeah.
You see my fears?
I get it. I do get it. But Superman. Unfortunately, you know, this is being helmed by a guy who he has, like, a style. You know, it's like Tarantino and all the others. They all have their style. So we can either, you know, hope for the best here and maybe, you know, come out with something awesome, or we can go in kind of skeptical and then pick apart every little thing, you know?
I guess so, yeah. But that's what we do, right? We're talking about movies, so it's kind of like, if we're going to critique it, we have to critique it honestly.
I don't know. I mean, let's just real briefly, because we have to go, but let's get this out in the open. The main guy that's playing Superman, I think he looks really good.
Oh, he looks the part. I love the colors.
Yeah.
If we're doing pros and cons of the before, we haven't even seen this movie yet, it looks great. Like the color scheme, the music, the cast is fantastic.
Nicholas Holt and then the girl playing Lois.
Yeah, I'm stoked because of that stuff.
I'm interested in the cast very much.
Yeah.
So, and I really like everybody in this movie so far. So we haven't seen it yet.
But, you know, yeah, those are just, I wanted to say my before concerns. And my optimism is that he might be going in embracing what Superman means.
Mm-hmm.
And I think a lot of people these days don't even understand that. But I think that we're getting, James Gunn does. And I see that already. And I really can't wait to see that embraced heavily.
Mm-hmm.
So I have hopes for that. If he's, look, in the trailer, he's already saving people. And so that's already a plus.
Right.
Because I feel like we really haven't gotten that in a long time.
Yeah.
Isn't that sad?
I mean, it is. But, I mean, I have very high hopes for this. So okay. I hope that I don't get shot down. But
yeah, I mean, I'm hoping it's better than 28 years later was.
Jesus Christ, it will be. It will be. Let's go see this.
All right, let's go check it out.
Are you being serious right now?
Yeah.
You'd let me interview you as Superman?
Sure.
Ready?
Let's do it, Cronkite.
Superman.
Miss Lane.
Recently, you've come under a lot of fire for what some might...
It's a lot.
Today, the Secretary of Defense said he was going to look into your actions. That's funny.
My actions? I stopped a war.
Maybe.
Not maybe. I did.
In effect, you illegally entered a country.
This is how you're going to be?
I'm not the one being interviewed, Superman. Did you consult with the president?
No.
You seemingly acting as a representative of the United States.
I wasn't representing anybody except for me.
Around the world.
And doing good.
I would question myself in the same situation and consider the consequences.
People were going to die. Superman! Hey, buddy. Eyes up here.
All right, so we're back, and we just saw the movie. Joe, what are you thinking?
Okay, so I actually enjoyed this movie. I had a good time with it.
Yeah.
There were a couple of problems, that some things that weren't established for me that should have been established. They kind of just jumped right in. But overall, I like David Corenswet. I think he's a great Superman. I like the actress playing Lois. And I really like how, I mean, although it was, sometimes it was a bit extra, I think Nicholas Holt did a great job as Lex Luthor. I thought he really brought it. He brought the intensity. He did a good job. There's some things that bother me, like I said, but overall, I enjoyed it. How do you feel?
Yeah, I mean, I'm very conflicted on this movie. It's not the movie that I was hoping for. It's not the movie that I think would kickstart a franchise. In fact, I feel like this movie is the second movie in a franchise. Like, it feels like the first one's missing.
I do agree with you. I feel like we missed something. Like, we missed a movie in there.
This movie, it demands you to just be thrown in here and accept everything that you're watching. Mm-hmm. I think this is a huge issue with the movie in itself, that since we're just meeting these people for the first time, everything that they are saying or doing, we just have to go with it.
Yes.
And I think that could work when, you know, it's like if you see an animated movie and they throw you inside of Superman in, like, and they go, hey, you know what, it's been a while and he's right here. You could accept it depending on what movie you're finding out. Like, you know, so if you're watching like a standalone Superman movie where he's battling like a villain, you're like, okay, Superman's here and the villains are over here. And then what is the journey? In this movie, it's kind of saying like the journey is a whole bunch of convoluted stuff that's mm-hmm. just thrown in here, and then you have to accept and absorb it. It might be a little too much demanding you to like understand it. When you watch an animated movie of the Superman stuff or one of these other movies, when you're thrown in, you usually meet a villain, you know Superman, you meet a villain, and then you kind of get the story. Here, everything is just, it's already started.
Mm-hmm.
So when you're told things, you're like, oh, Lex Luthor's in this. He hates Superman. That's it. There's other metahumans. Just accept it.
Mm-hmm.
There's this, there's that. This is possible. This has been set up. This person has done this. It's like, all right. Mm-hmm. Like Superman and Lois are ready together. It's like, this is the movie. And
everything's already been set up for you.
Yeah. It all is thrown at you instantly.
Which, like, we didn't really want an origin story again, but I feel like we needed a little something in there. But you're right. I do feel like we were just thrusted into the middle of it. It was,
yes.
There was no setup. There was nothing like that. It was just, okay, from start to finish, like, we're just throwing you in and you can either sink or you can swim.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah. And I have problems with the, specifically how these characters have been established. Well, I've always wanted to see Lex Luthor as not a bumbling thief, as more on the big screen live action, I mean,
mm-hmm.
as somebody who's actually a brilliant man who like is like the peak of human like physicality and mental like conditioning. Like he should be his equal, Superman's equal as a human.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how he should like be. And I've always wanted that. And the only closest I've ever seen is Michael Rosenbaum and on Smallville.
Mm-hmm.
It was always my favorite Lex Luthor in live action. And I think Nicholas Holt is almost exactly the character I wanted him to be. But the problem is you're thrown into it and his xenophobia is so out of control that it's just like he's willing to like kill the world. And it's just too quick.
Yeah. It all happens very fast without explanation. We don't even know why he hates Superman.
Yeah.
And
that's the plot.
He just hates him because he just hates him.
Yes.
You know? And I think they should have done better on that.
I definitely think, like you said, we don't need a backstory. Those kind of characters, I do think we do need a backstory. Like,
right, but what I mean is like an origin movie.
Well,
like
you're talking about watching the death of Krypton and then him shot off as a kid and the Kents finding him. Yeah, I can understand that you want to get past that.
Yeah.
I do think that we've never got the best story of that on the big screen. I think we've had interesting concepts there,
mm-hmm.
but they've all been really weird. And I've always thought there's a lot of stuff there that could be set up, but that's fine. That could always be, we could always get that later on if they want to do certain things and they can go back. But here, we literally jump in and they go, oh, he's been Superman for 3 years. And this isn't a spoiler. The movie just tells you in the opening in a text crawl, which I'm not a very big fan of text crawls. Like I feel like it's a little weak
mm-hmm.
to have to tell the audience in reading, oh, here's all the universe. Like I feel like it should organically flow.
Right.
And you kind of learn and accept things as you go along. This movie's just constantly throwing things at you. It's like, here is the Justice, you know, Society or whatever they're calling themselves in this movie. There's
Justice
a multiple jokes.
Gang.
Yeah, there's so many jokes, and you're just kind of like, okay, and I got to meet these characters. Now, I was going to talk. I think I already said Lex. My problem with Lex is that while Nicholas Holt is going for it, I mean, he's going for it,
mm-hmm.
and he is good at what he's given. I think that I would rather have had a smarter Lex that's backed off and is like calculating and smooth instead of like unhinged lunatic.
Yeah, he's definitely unhinged.
Yeah, and I think
that's what he's going for.
It touches a little too much on what people don't like about the Kevin Spacey version of it in the
Man of Steel.
No, Superman Returns.
Superman Returns, that's right.
And Kevin Spacey's version was a step up toward the Lex Luthor that we know, but still doing Gene Hackman and in an unhinged way.
Mm-hmm.
Like, so he's trying to do something different, and I feel like we're in the midst of that. And this movie, it's trying to have its cake and eat it, too, because it's like, here's a whole bunch of characters we're going to throw in from not only the Superman comics, but the movies. So we're going to have Miss Tessmacher, which adds a bit of comedy to Lex that makes him seem stupider. And that whole thing is about him being a genius.
Right.
And then he's got this dumb girlfriend that you're kind of like, why would this guy ever in a million years be with this woman?
Right. It's true.
And it makes it silly. And I think that that is a good example of explaining this entire movie. It feels silly. And I'm a person who thinks the comic books are intelligent. Like, I know a lot of people look at media like comic books or cartoons and they automatically assume it's for kids and it's silly. And it's like, yeah, but the whole point of it is to take something that is so like almost absurd
mm-hmm.
and grow it and making it like adult. You know what I'm saying? And I feel like here, this is the silliness.
I think they put in crypto. Well, just because, you know, James Gunn loves dogs, we know that.
And it sells
toys. And it sells toys and something for the kids. It's cute.
Yep.
But, you know, and I also thought Crypto was adorable in this. He's fun.
Yeah, he's exactly what you expected him to be to sell the merchandise and to get kids in seats.
He's like the Groot of the movie.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
If you want to go there. But I like the fact that he had Crypto there, and but it seems like, you know, I kind of like got thrown off my train of thought right now, but
well, you brought up Crypto.
Yeah, I thought it would be super goofy a little bit. Like when I saw the trailer, I was like, oh no, he's like super CG, he's gonna look silly. But I don't think he did. I mean, he looked okay. But as far as like some of the needless crazy stuff, I think they could have done away with that. Like, I didn't like the character of the engineer. I didn't like her. I just thought...
I thought it was a better villain than the Ultraman character. Not to talk about that too much, but just saying,
yeah,
there's just a suited up character named Ultraman who is like, in the comics, we kind of know him as something else. And in this movie, it's just like, hey, we got a brute guy. We have all these... I'm like, at least she's something fascinating to watch and look at.
I guess. I mean, this movie had all of James Gunn's, you know, traditional elements. It had the music. You were right about that.
I'm telling you.
You were right about that. Sometimes the music was a bit much. Like, he would play certain songs at a time where it just didn't fit in. And I know that he loves music, and the music he was playing was good, but it was just not the right timing for that.
Yeah, he found a way to say that Superman likes punk rock or like some kind of punk rock pop music.
Yeah,
it was like, yeah, I just, this doesn't click at all to me with Superman living on the farm. Like I just like Clark Kent growing up listening to this band, it just felt weird. And it's him picking up like a niche and putting it in here just because he thinks it's fun. And that's where I'm like, it doesn't feel organic for this character whatsoever. And I think that's a theme with him with doing things. It's like, well, people love these music sequences. People love these things. Mm-hmm. And I was right. He did all of his things. But I think the huge element here, and I guess we've gone on too long without me talking about Superman himself.
Well, yeah, we're going to talk about the MVPs of the movie, which...
Well, I wanted to talk about my critique on Superman himself. I don't think I'm 100% sold on Superman himself. Mostly because the movie does touch on things I want. He does say, you know, corny things. He does stand up to people. He does constantly trying to save people. There are many scenes in him trying to save people, like saving a squirrel.
Mm-hmm.
And it's funny. And I was like, that's the kind of Superman I want. But the problem is, on the other hand, he's extremely bratty, I think.
He seems, in some scenes, like he's a little too volatile for our traditional Superman that we know. Like the good, the you know, the sweet, kind-hearted Clark Kent, the boy next door, you know, the boy on the farm.
Yeah.
The polite Clark Kent. He loses a bit of that in this.
He loses it a bunch of times. He has, like I would say adolescent freakouts,
like a tantrum,
yeah. and it doesn't feel like he's a grown man. And I would say that at one point Lois says something like, you see the best in everybody, like you look for the best in everything. And I was like, that doesn't seem like the person who is doing the things that they're saying he's doing. He gleefully tells somebody that he took a dictator and set him on a cactus at one point. And I was like, that is the most un-Superman thing I've ever heard in my life.
And he yells at, you know, he yells at Lois.
Yeah.
He gets agitated, like, you know, super agitated. He's kind of rude. I mean, he's not your traditional Superman. He's not at all. And he does say it at the end that he is, you know, he is human in that he has human emotions, and they try to explain it away. But at the same time, it's like the Superman that we're used to, he doesn't speak this way.
That's what I'm saying. It's like they're telling us things that we're supposed to feel, but the movie's not establishing them.
That's
and
right.
That's what I was saying with the earlier comments I was saying about how the movie just expects you to accept everything. It's expecting you to accept that Superman is great because we're told that from one character, but we never actually see it.
Mm-hmm.
We see him save people. We see him do fun things. but I never like feel like he is this guy, and especially since other superheroes don't even look up to him. They're disrespectful to him.
Right.
And I know that, like, say Guy Gardner is that character who would be rude to him. I feel like he's supposed to be somebody that we look up to.
Mm-hmm.
Like, in the comics, and I hate to say in the comics, but one of the things that's amazing about Superman is that characters saw him and were inspired to become heroes. And there is a kind of trying to do that in this movie, but it doesn't come forth in a way where it feels genuine. It feels like the movie's telling us, now this character just is on board.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, I feel like, I don't know. I feel like a lot of the movie is doing the telling us, but not showing us the reasons why to feel certain ways.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's the big overall problem that I have with the movie.
Yeah, that would be my one complaint too.
And he does, and I will say this, that he spread himself way too thin on this movie. Like, he does so many things in this movie that he's juggling constant concepts and ideas and characters, bit characters in the background. He's just like, hey, I know everybody at the Daily Planet is a character, but nobody gets anything really to do.
Right.
Some of them go, okay, now this is that character and this is his thing and that's it.
Mm-hmm.
But there's no, like, it doesn't feel like he's got his own emotions. He's just like, I'm playing this character, I'm going this direction.
Right. Things are just peppered in. And I think that he maybe could have spent some more time on things that are peppered in, as opposed to, you know, Lex Luthor's complete and utter rage, you know, his rage bouts where he just starts freaking out. And, like, you know, there's also some silliness in there that it's just time consuming stuff that he could have cut down a little bit.
Yeah.
But
I do. Now, I guess the positives, like you said, I think, and shockingly, the MVPs are some of the side characters.
Yes.
Which is pretty much Nathan Fillion and the actor playing Mr. Terrific.
Yeah, his name is Eddie Gathegi. Okay. I think I'm saying that correctly.
Thank you. I would butcher it.
He's Mr. Terrific. That's who plays
him. Yeah,
he's
Guy Gardner and Mr. Terrific.
Yeah.
Hawkgirl, unfortunately, doesn't get a lot of movie here. She's in the background, and it's mostly just like a punk kid. That's what it feels like to me.
She does feel like she's not really fully mature.
Yeah, it doesn't feel like a superhero.
Like a teenager. But I do really appreciate that actor playing Mr. Terrific. I thought he did a terrific job.
He gets a lot more to do than everybody else.
Yeah.
And he has a cool scene that is that James Gunn sequence that everybody, I think, will stick in everybody's mind as being the cool scene.
Mm-hmm.
That it feels all too familiar, played with music, and it's an action sequence, and it feels all too James Gunn-y.
Picture Guardians of the Galaxy 2 opening.
Yeah, pretty much. And or I was gonna say Yondu with the thing, but it's very, very reminiscent of that thing we've seen before. But it is very cool.
It
makes this character cooler. And I will say that he does this thing that is, I think, a disservice to sometimes his building his momentum. Like, he'll build a character up and say, this character's cool. But then undercut it with, like, a humorous joke.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's a garage opening for, like, I know it's supposed to be really funny, but it's, like, goes on.
Mm-hmm.
And you're kind of, like, you're undercutting the coolness of this character. And sometimes I'm just kind of like, this is silly.
Yeah.
This is silly stuff that you could have backed off on.
Yeah, I do agree. That's the kind of silly stuff that I was talking about, where they could have trimmed that a little bit and put in other things that were important.
Yeah.
Now, I don't think that, you know, this movie was not perfect. It could have been, you know, way, way better.
Yes.
I feel like they were missing some stuff, and they added way too much that we didn't need. So there was no, like, equal balance of things that we wanted and things, you know, that we kind of really needed. But ultimately, it was a good time at the movies, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I enjoyed Crypto. I enjoyed Lois. I really enjoyed Mr. Terrific and all the things in between. I just feel like he he really just, like you said, spread himself way too thin on this.
Yeah, I think that the perfect way to say this movie, if you had to give it like a one sentence review, would be misses the potential that it has.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it has so much potential going for it.
Yeah,
there is so much there. I love the colors. I don't know if you know this, but the robots in the Fortress of Solitude are practical effects.
That's pretty good.
I know that they're CG in certain shots of running and stuff like that, but they're pretty much a practical. They made these robots and very cool.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of that in this movie where I'm like, oh, that looks great. This is a really neat idea. I love this concept. I love these shots. And there's a lot of potential there. And I feel like even the actor playing Superman, it gets so close to being great. But I don't know if it's exactly there. I feel like he needed to be a little more manly.
Here's the
thing. I don't know how to explain this.
It's weird because, like, Clark Kent, although David Corn Sweat, he's very handsome. He doesn't know how to balance the two, like the hunky Superman and the charming Clark. And even when Superman was Superman, he still had those sweet, like that sweet thing about him where, you know, he would never yell and scream at Lois. He would never, you know, punch a wall in fury and anger. It just seemed like he had like a bitchy side.
Yeah, it's
weird.
It's odd. And also sometimes when he yells or whatever, he feels a little more, I don't know, like going through puberty. I don't know. He's got the weirdest sounds come out of him.
Yeah.
This actor. And I like him. He's a good pick. He looks the part and I enjoy watching him in this movie, but I don't know if it's exactly to the heights that it should be. But like I said, there is so much going here that's interesting that I feel like this is just on the right on the tip of being great, but it just keeps faltering backwards. I don't know how to explain it. And I'm going to have the hardest time ever reviewing this, like giving it a score.
I know. I'm trying to think. I mean, here's the thing. I enjoyed this movie. I came out, you know, feeling good about it. Even though there was a lot of problems, there was a lot of problems, but you know, I do feel that this movie was fun, so I'm going to go ahead and give it a number, and I'll say it's a 7.
Yeah, I mean, right now I'm going with a 7. I'm leaning toward the 6, but I'm giving it a 7. I enjoy the movie. It's harmless fun.
Mm-hmm.
It's not anywhere close to being the Superman movie I was hoping it would be.
No, because you knew that it was going to be very James Gunn-ish, you know, yeah, like he did every single thing.
Get it. I was hoping that he was going to back off from himself a little bit. Like I was hoping that this was material that he really cared for and that he was going to go really into. And I don't feel it. Like, no. I know that, like, I feel like the actress playing Lois, I feel like everybody, the chemistry is like there, but they're never shown enough to feel it.
No, I feel like it lacks sincerity.
Like the moments in which we're supposed to feel something, like there's an epic shot of kissing or whatever, it's like, which is in the trailers, there is no establishing to it. There is no setup. Nope. It just happens. Like, we're supposed to feel something, but I'm like, it feels like you cut out 35 minutes.
Yeah, it does. Like we said, you're just be prepared to be thrust into this.
And it's be forced into accepting everything.
Yeah, you have to just be forced to accept it. Even if it doesn't make any sense of what's happening on screen, why Lex hates Superman so much, you know, why this, why that, just accept it. You have to, because there's no other choice in this. So, you know, that's it. You can either accept it or you can leave the theater. That's it. Because the whole entire movie is just deal with it.
Yeah.
So that's it. I'm giving it a 7.
Yeah, I'm going to go with a 7. I knew it. I am let down in the sense that that first trailer really had me going, thinking this was going to be the epic hero Superman, the epic whatever. And it's very close, but it's not perfect by any stretch.
No, it's not.
I may be on a rewatch. I will like it better or worse. And that's the thing that worries me the most. I do not know how this is setting up a universe.
I don't know either.
I don't feel like it really is. I don't know how much kids will enjoy this. How about that?
I think kids will enjoy it. It's a spectacle. So? Yeah, it's all a spectacle.
Right. I mean, I guess it's just like there's a dog. There's some cool action.
Yeah, it's a spectacle. And it's Superman and everybody loves Superman. And there's also some other side characters that are fun. So, yeah. Yeah, kids are going to like it. And the crypto bucket is cute. They have a whole bunch of crazy merch.
Yeah,
at Regal.
We now have a giant dog bucket.
Oh, he's cute, though. Bucket he's there. Flocked. He's really cute. I don't know if it's worth the money, but it's cute. I'm happy.
I hope so. Yeah. Any parting thoughts?
No. I enjoy myself. I did.
Okay. Yeah, I would love to hear if anybody else disagrees, agrees, or, you know, I can't wait to read everybody's reviews and seeing everybody's reviews out there. I'm excited to see this because I definitely know this will be polarized. Like I know everybody's going to be talking on two sides of the fence.
Yeah.
And it's going to be fascinating to see because I don't even know how I fit into that fence. You know, like, I don't know. I feel like I'm on the fence, in the middle, just watching both sides. Can't wait to see that. So, yeah, hit us up on Instagram at Just Another Movie Night and Joe at The Crafty Misfit. We'd love to hear your opinions. Until next time, have a good one. Bye.
Clouds round Oa, such glorious, beautiful gas, and the luminous ring of Mogo, 'tis a vision that's just world class.
But whene'er he across the galaxy, the sight none can truly surpass is the sunrise over the gentle curves of Guy Gardner Shapley.
Kakash.
2 years in space, and I have not missed Themyscira more than at this very moment.